All right, let's do it to it like a poo. Here we go. Winnie the Pooh.
Can you just go suck it?
Who's the best show here?
Best show!
Who's the best show here?
Best show!
Yeah, that's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
My fly is open.
Bingo! Showtime!
When you were making egg poo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a Little Thing Tech Show, and that's back. If you don't like the cats, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a little get bad. But the stolen quarterback is ELMGS. Dollar. And I see challenges of Linux State down there. Found Tech Show. Just sit right there, go to the castle, just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 941 of the Linux Sling Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Happy February.
We have Joel.
Happy Groundhog Day.
Happy Joe. And we have Joe.
It's cold.
You needed a happy. It should have been happy it's cold.
I'm not happy it's cold, though.
But the rest of us could be. Joel is.
Yeah, that's right. I'm crying because it's cold. And the tears are freezing to my face.
That sucks. What I was going to say before we started, we were starting the show, I was complaining about was that I had decided after I updated my system last week to go into GNOME because I hadn't been in GNOME for a while. I did see that I have Enlightenment installed, but I figured, nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take that chance right now. Sometimes it's a little quirky, but I was in GNOME for a week and I was just having like issues, not issues. Like I tried to do something on my browser and it wanted access, you know, needed access to the microphone and the camera and it wasn't working. So I dropped out of there in the ICE window manager and it worked fine in there. And for some reason, it just wasn't letting me give it access. I was trying to click on it and it just didn't do anything. I don't know what was going on. I didn't have time to sit around debugging it. Before I went and got my other system, I figured I'd try a nice window manager. And when I had done that, and right before the show, I was trying to SSH into the laptop that I run the audio off of, that beautiful thing that sounds like shit all the time. Anyway, that's running on an old, I guess, I don't want to call it a netbook, but it's not a Chromebook, and they might have called it a netbook. I don't know. It's not, it's like 3 or 4 years old. It's an HP system that my middle daughter was using for a while.
HP Stream?
I don't want to touch it right now. that's how temperamental it is. It's running SUSE Tumbleweed, and I was able to SSH into it last week, and I haven't used it at all since then, and it just wasn't connecting. And I thought it was my system that I was in because I had recently restarted it, and I thought maybe it picked up like the spare wireless Wi-Fi network that I have on here, which is on a different IP address range. So I was running IP config and I was looking at what came back and I thought I saw that there was something on another network. So right then and there, I'm like, well, what am I connected to? Which wireless access point? And I realized that the network manager is not running, like that GUI interface is not running on ICE window manager when I'm in it. And it's so infrequent that I run network commands anymore, particularly Wi-Fi ones. I forget what they are. And I forget what the GUI interface to network manager is, which that's, I find that like to be the easiest way to do it. So I had to look that up like an idiot, and it was pretty simple, but I just never remember it, and it infuriates me. See what happens when you get old, Joel?
Yeah.
You forget this stuff.
Well, that's I was trying to figure out the same thing last week with my G4 running Adelie Linux. Because, well, it's got more problems than just not being able to see Network Manager. For example, the doesn't appear that the Wi-Fi driver works since Broadcom chip, of course. But I may end up putting Mac OS or OS X back on it because, you know, it's not like I can do a lot with it. It is a collector's piece right now, considering it's 20 years old. But yeah, I get what you're saying, because I was trying everything out of the old book of tricks. Like, I think, well, maybe I need to install Wicked. Well, I couldn't find a package, you know. And I looked everywhere in the repos for Adelie, and I couldn't find a network manager. And even if I could, well, actually, I did find it, but I never could get the Broadcom stuff to the B40... Was a BW43 cutter or something like that where you can get the firmware?
Oh, yeah, that. Oh, my goodness, that's going back.
It's really old shit, so, you know. But at least it's running, it runs with the modern kernels, like a 5-point-something. I can't remember the actual version that's on it, but maybe it'll get better down on the line, but. Old stuff. Of course, I remember you and your, Maison or I think it was a Sylvania laptop you had, that netbook, the yellow one.
yeah. Yeah, so it's still around here somewhere, I believe.
That's one of the cheapest machines you ever bought.
Yeah, it is, and I really like that machine. But I haven't. I think it died, didn't it? I'm pretty sure it did.
Well, I know all my netbooks did.
I don't even know if I have the power adapter for it anymore. I have to look around. Maybe I'll see if I can get that up again. speaking of old stuff, I was talking to over Slack to a coworker of mine who was complaining that. So. I don't know if this has come across to everybody else. I don't know if it affects you, Joel. I don't know if it affects you, Joe. I don't think it pretty much affects you, Pat. But yesterday was the final day where companies could use Docker Desktop without a license. Going forward, most companies, larger companies, everything would have to pay a licensing fee per seat for developers to use Docker Desktop. So, we, as a company, they decided that they're not going to pay for Docker Desktop, given that there's an alternative called Rancher Desktop, which should work pretty much the same way. Rancher, if you're not familiar with it, is developed by SUSE, which I am not at all opposed to. It, as far as I can tell right now, with what I've done with it, it's a drop-in replacement for what I've been doing in the past. There have been some little weird issues that I've come across. Like the first time I went to go use it, the other day after having it installed. Well, actually, the first time I used it was fine. The second time, for some reason, it kept telling me it couldn't connect to the Docker daemon, the sock, docker.sock file. I couldn't connect to that socket and to check if the daemon was running. And, like, I've went through a bunch of troubleshooting stuff and documentation on the Rancher desktop, and I, for the life of me, could not find on a Mac OS how to make sure or start the Docker daemon for Rancher. So I just quit the program and restarted it. And after a little while, it was working again, which it was weird enough. And then I had a slight issue with mounting a local directory as into the container that I was running locally. Weird thing is, I was trying to help somebody with a problem. Oh, and the thing that one of the things that really like chapped my ass is when you install Rancher Desktop and you remove Docker, it creates a whole new Kubernetes like environment kind of thing. It'll still use anything that you have set up and configured, but it like wipes everything out. That all the images that you had for on the Docker side of things, like when it replaces it, it wipes out all your images, or at least it did for me. So I had to go pull down the image again off of Docker Hub for the Google Cloud SDK. And that's when I went to go do a Docker pull that image down, it kept telling me it couldn't connect to the Docker socket. And the daemon was on. So once I got that fixed, I was taking what was in our run book to help this person who said it was throwing an error. So I went to run it, and in there, they were exporting out from Vault, Joel's favorite application today. They were exporting out of Vault the Google Cloud credentials for the service account into a JSON file in /temp, and then they would mount /temp into the container under /root, because the container then runs as root and you're in there as that user, and then you can issue that command and tell it that's the credential file to use. And it couldn't find the credential file, so I started up with just running bash instead of the command, and sure enough, like, I don't know what it was doing, but it wasn't mounting the temp volume. And it was like really weird because it was like supposedly mounting it, but not all the files were there, particularly the one I was looking for. And so I tried it again. And this time I mounted it. I created a directory under my home directory, and I just called it Docker mount. And when I did that, it did the exact same thing. Like, I would go into Docker mount and it would mount something, but there was nothing there. Like, what I was looking for wasn't there. So I backed out of it, and that's when I realized that it required the absolute path, not the relative path to that, to let me volunteer. So I don't know what had happened, whether that had changed. I thought I remembered something like that previously with Quarks and Docker, but it was in the run book, and whoever did it in the run book, apparently it might have worked for them when they mounted it that way, and that would have been back in the Docker days. So that was it. So that was just a big rabbit hole went down. Rancher Desktop, it seems to be pretty cool. It seems to be doing exactly what we need to do. So if you're looking for a replacement for Docker Desktop at work, Rancher Desktop, or if you just want to use Rancher Desktop instead of Docker, because, you know, whatever. Let's just take that for what it's worth. Now, one of the coworker I was talking to today had an even bigger problem with Rancher Desktop, in that apparently his version of OS 10 that was on there, 14 something, so that's pre-Catalina. I don't remember what the names are. Apparently it wouldn't install on his operating system. He needed to get it up to Catalina, which he said he wasn't going to upgrade because he was getting a brand new laptop, a replacement for his old one, and that he was fighting with them to give him admin access, which everybody on our in like the platform engineering team and content engineering typically has admin access, because we install these developer tools, and without the admin access, you got to jump through some crazy hoops sometimes to get things working right, if you can even do it at all. So he finally got that worked out, and I said, yeah, you know what they're going to send you? They're going to send you an old Asus netbook running Windows XP Home Edition. and we're joking about that, got to talking about like I would have to say my favorite version of Windows, and I really didn't particularly care for any other version of Windows after this, was like Windows 3.1.1. Windows for work groups. Because I was like, you know, back in the DOS days, like, that was pretty cool, you know, to have, like, just, it was neat. And it reminded me of Norton's desktop, not the, like, the security suite, but Norton had a desktop that you could put on top of DOS. And I went looking that up. And remember, Norton had Norton Commander, which was like a more of a akin to a graphical file manager on DOS, and that got me thinking about Midnight Commander. So I went and installed Midnight Commander, because why not, right? Midnight Commander, everybody loves that.
Yeah.
And they're still developing Midnight Commander. I was over on their page; they had updates in 2021, so it's not a dead project. So long live Midnight Commander. If you want to have yourself a GUI-like interface on top of your terminal or in the console, whatever you're working on, there you go, Midnight Commander. MC.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there was that. But, yeah, I admit I did like Windows 3.1.1. I like that kind of style, that interface. You know, it came on, like, what, 11 disks? If you have for work groups, it was like a few more disks that added on to that. You had to run it on top of DOS. And if you wanted to, like, you needed to do some things for certain games, you'd have to update your AutoExec bat so it would run properly. And that carried through to, I think, 95 and 98, too, if I'm not mistaken. Some things you had to edit those files to get them to work properly, to recognize your CD-ROM, because some of these games were not directly for Windows. It was in DOS. It would run off of, like, whatever. And so you needed to put those things in there so it would recognize your sound card, your CD-ROM drive, and tweak some other stuff.
Yep. Well, I just bought a game from 1988 today through Steam. Just a few minutes ago, I bought F-19 Stealth Fighter for $1.84 on Steam.
Was that a super sale or is that its regular price?
That's a good question. I don't know. But I know back in the day, I paid probably about $50 for that game.
What was this on? Oh, was that on
Steam?
No. Originally, I guess it was on Windows originally.
It's PC. Right? Yeah, it's from my
Commodore 64.
Yeah, it might have been on that too. I don't know for sure, but I know when I installed it, it was only 68 megabytes. And when you launch it, at least on my laptop, I didn't see if it actually works on Linux. I don't think it does.
It says, but, on its platforms, Linux is included in there.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll have to try it on Linux, because it probably would run just as good over there, considering what it ran on back in the day. But it runs in DOSBox.
That's probably why it says Linux support on there, because, I mean, DOSBox.
Probably right. And I'm betting it probably does something to scale down the speed, because let's face it, this laptop I'm running on is a lot faster than a 286, which is what I would have ran it on in a day. I don't even have a joystick anymore.
Are you using keyboards to control it?
I don't know. I haven't played it yet. I just bought it.
Oh, I was going to say, man, if it's anything like a flight simulator, close to a flight simulator, it looks somewhat like it if it controls like that.
Oh, it is.
That's a pain in the ass to control with a keyboard.
It was a game based on the Tester's F-19 Stealth Fighter model. This is before they announced the F-117s in 1988 and before Desert Storm, so nobody hardly knew about them then. And So it's not even the real stealth fighter, because this one actually, I think this one also has missions where you're doing air-to-air combat too. But and the memory serves on this, because I have played it in the past. It's most of the missions are flying over Iraqi space. So it was in that run up right before a Desert Storm. So, but I thought dollar something. Actually, it was $1.74, probably $1.80 for after tax. But they actually got some really good. They're starting to get some good stuff on like retro games on there. Like they got a set of games for the Sega Genesis or the Mega Drive if you were from a country other than the United States. But yeah, we'll play around with it. I played some SimCity, not the original game, but the one that came out in 2013. I forgot how much I liked that game when I first bought it. But that one was.
Didn't we go through a big discussion of that a few weeks ago, of the versions of SimCity?
No, well, I know there's lots of we might have.
Well, I was talking with Joe about it.
Right.
So it had to be on the show, and like there was SimCity 2000, the Streets of SimCity, right. And SimCopter, and
Sim 3000.
Right, because we were talking about Sim Tower, which was
right.
Yeah.
Not in the same like family as the other ones.
Right. So what? The SimCity that came out in 2013, which one is that? That's after 3000, right? A stumper, huh?
Which one? I'm sorry.
Well, you said you were playing the one that came out in 2013.
2013, yes, it was after 3000, yeah.
So the SimCity.
I have that one around somewhere, too. But I kind of like the 2013 version better, because it doesn't. I think I'm trying to think if the 3000 had you run in water pipes too. This one just, all you gotta do is make sure you plop your building or your zone by a street, and it'll get electric, it'll get water, everything. But. The neat thing with 2013, because that also has the Cities of Tomorrow add-on, they added something called Mega Towers, which is kind of like Sim Tower, but in miniature form, because it's not as detailed, You build the tower up layer by layer, so like you can choose like a high-income, on the elite ones, so you'd have the high-income apartment levels and malls, and there's different layers. Like one of the layers is a fusion generator.
So it is called SimCity 2013 or SimCity 5.
SimCity, right. Yep. It's got really great graphics on it. Kind of one neat feature is like you can pick a car like in your traffic pattern. And you can actually set it in a mode where you can actually follow the car. And you can also do the same thing with people, too.
This isn't on Steam, right? I don't think so.
No, that's on Origin.
Oh, wait. You can buy it with SimCity 4.
That might be SimCity 4.
So it's SimCity 4 is on. Jeez, that was released in 2003.
Right.
Oh, I'm thinking. I thought this was newer than that.
Actually, technically, SimCity, the most current version, came out in 2014. Yeah, and it's on the Origin store. Actually, on the Origin store for a lot cheaper than I paid for it when I got it for like $7.50.
All right, so it runs on Windows or Mac. On Steam, it's showing this. It is. They have it in Steam, but you can. It's included with EA Play, or I guess you could buy it. You could buy it for $4.99. Right now, it's regularly $19.99. Damn. So there is a special promotion that ends in 15 hours and 48 minutes. So jump on that right now, Joel.
I don't need it.
I wonder if the older Sims games are on Good Old Games, or are they just all on Origin?
That's a good question. I'd like to find a copy of MechWarrior 2 that will run on something modern, either Linux or Windows. I don't care which.
Oh, wait, which one?
MechWarrior 2.
Oh.
I love that game.
You can get a Cultist Simulator Anthology Edition. That's what came up when I looked for SimAnt. Cultist Simulator.
That's right, we did that. That's right, I didn't remember talking about SimAnt. Now, have you ever played Star Trek Elite Force, which is, I believe, based on the Quake 3 engine? That's on Good Old Games for $9.99.
Both of them, Elite Force 1 and 2, are $9.99.
I don't know. I'm just looking at what's on the front page.
I was doing searches for SimCity. And SimCity 3000, 2004, not 2004, SimCity 4 are all available on Steam. And 3000 is $9.99, 2000 is $5.99, and SimCity 4 Deluxe Edition is $19.99. That's still $20 more than I'm willing to pay.
Right. Actually, Elite Force 1 and 2 are on Good Old Games. They're Windows only, though, for $9.99. Star Trek Armada is $9.99. Star Trek Bridge Commander is $9.99. Starfleet Command is 3 is $9.99 as well.
Shadow Warrior 3 Deluxe Edition. I didn't know they were still making Shadow Warrior. Damn.
And I bet you can find Skyrim.
On Good Old Games?
You know what? I wonder if it is there now. Probably not. It's probably on Steam.
I don't think so, because Skyrim's still pretty popular.
That's why it's it. Actually, Good Old Games has MechWarrior 5, Mercenaries, and Heroes of the Inner Sphere, and Mercenaries Jump Ship Edition, and... Now, this doesn't make sense.
So you get Skyrim on Steam, but you're not going to find it on Good Old Games.
No, definitely not.
But Steam says I can install Steam right now. Yeah, but I'm not going to do that on this laptop.
I have to ask my brother if he got his wife started getting into the Fallout. There's like a Fallout game on I want to say I thought there was a Fallout game on Android.
There was a I thought there was a component to Fallout 4 that was like a building application that was on that's released on mobile devices.
But I saw her playing that like a few years ago when we were at
Fallout Shelter. That's what it was, the Fallout Shelter.
Now I remember.
Although it says you can play Fallout 1 and 2 on Android. I don't think it's in the store yet. Through power of PC emulation.
Fallout 2 is $2.99.
I forget what Fallout 2 looks like. That was the isometric?
Yeah, looks like it.
Which I guess wouldn't be too bad on Android.
It's Windows too. Windows only.
I figured Joe for a Fallout fan.
Actually, you know what? I've never played.
Wow. I know Peggy was.
I tried to play Fallout 4, but I lost interest in that kind of game. It grated on me. And I was like, why am I suffering through this if I'm not enjoying myself? Now, I'll say, the first time I played Fallout 3, I was like, I love that game, man. I enjoyed the hell out of it. But that, I don't know, I burned myself out on those kind of games. It's just, I can't play them anymore.
And it's so easy, too.
I played Outer Worlds, last year? And I just, it was all right, but I was not having fun. Not at all. Not like all the games I truly enjoy. I just, anyway.
You like to do like a lot of shooters, right? 3D shooters.
No, I am a Souls fan and a Metroidvania fan. Those are my two primary genres.
And I like most of the old school, like anything 80s for sure.
I spent most of the afternoon playing Borderlands 2, but
there you go.
My PSP, the micro SD card died, so I had to replace it. So I have to start my emulated version of the Sega Genesis Shadowrun over from the beginning again. Kind of sucks, but then again, I don't much mind. I was near the end of the game. I'll start over. I'll do it all again.
That bites that. How long were you playing it for?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's a very grindy type of game once you all get right to a certain point. I mean, you spend hours and hours doing runs so that you can build up your character so that you can finish the next part. Or building up a character that you picked up so that they can join you to finish the next part. And so, yeah, there's a lot of grinding hours involved. But with that game, I've never really minded.
As long as you love it and you enjoy doing it, right? There you go.
Yeah. I like the game.
You know, I saw it at Walmart the other day, and I might try and convince
someone in their underwear only.
No. I might try to convince the wife to let me buy it. Well, there's actually two of them over there that I'm interested in. A couple arcade one-ups. They had the Pac-Man one.
But is that the full one size?
No, this is the quarter size one. You have to get the riser to play once you ended up. But they had that, and they also had the Simpsons arcade game with the Simpsons bowling game. So that's how I parlayed to getting one of those.
Wait, the Simpsons was the beat 'em up one with the four joysticks, that one?
I think so, yeah.
Does it have four controllers on it?
I think so. Let me look.
And you said the Simpsons bowling game?
It was only
game?
$350. Yeah, there was a bowling game on the same thing, too.
I don't remember. I probably would remember if I saw pictures of The Simpsons.
I think it might be one that's never released, maybe.
Simpsons Bowling. Oh, yeah, a lot of these are pictures for the arcade one-up.
Oh, neat. Actually, that's a neat, even neater one because, believe it or not, it's actually got Wi-Fi built into it, too. Which makes me I doubt I'd mod them, but
I've got all the stuff to mod the Space Invaders one. It just seems like a large endeavor.
I did not know, but they make a Tron arcade one up now too.
Oof. So is this the arcade one up Four-player Wi-Fi enabled arcade cabinet.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. Yeah.
Wait, and you saying it's not full size?
Nope. The reason you have that thing on the bottom of it. That's a riser. It's only one quarter. These are only one quarter the size of the original.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
Oh, wait, one quarter.
That's why the riser's on it. Because when the riser's on it, an adult can actually play it standing up.
You're still leaning over a bit with the riser.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But it's no worse than a regular arcade machine. Oh, and it would be worse, actually, though, if you tried to play all four, because you'd all be crammed in together.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
When you say it's one quarter of the size, it's still as wide and big as a regular arcade. It's just...
No.
No.
Well, how come I'm looking at this... The arcade 1-Up Simpsons, and it looks exactly like, almost exactly like it would in the arcade game, in an arcade. It's not as tall, but it looks as wide.
It was a much bigger machine, though.
Maybe they made them wider because of the four controls. I don't know.
That actually, you know what? That could be the case. Because the control panel does look a little bit wider than most of them typically are.
All right, I'm going to look at the Tron one.
That one looks cool, though, because it actually has the glowy joystick on it, too. Oh. But see, I don't remember shaped like that, though.
So these are slightly, like you're saying they're a quarter. Although when I look at the pictures of these damn things, they look pretty big.
Yeah. That's how photography works.
Let me see here.
Yeah.
Alright, so the Tron one looks pretty cool. It's got the I don't know.
Remember it being that shape though. I remember it having a lot of glowing stuff, but I remember it looked more like a traditional arcade machine than that.
I want them to put out the arcade 1-Up Hydro Thunder.
Like the one you can ride on?
I wouldn't mind, but I wouldn't mind the stand-up one either.
Why would you want Wi-Fi enabled on this?
Exactly.
Well, that's a good question. Unless they start to do what Arcade Legends, that machine... That one, you literally could stream Xbox games to it if you wanted to.
But I mean, so you're gonna shell out how much is it at Walmart? $350?
Yeah, I think they were both $350 though.
They're not cheap. That one
too. Everywhere so, I'm, every price I see online is like $500 to $700. Yeah. But so
see, Walmart only carries them around Christmas time though. So it's right about now when they start to reduce the price to get some shelf space back.
No, the Walmart here almost always has arcade 1-Up machines.
It just depends which ones, because they'll arcade 1-Up will bring ones out. Like I know the Star Wars one was only out for one season.
It's okay. I found something that I want to buy on Facebook Marketplace, but I don't know if I'm going to do it or not.
Uh-oh.
But why would you want, like, I could almost see, like, the Simpsons one, if it had Wi-Fi enabled, maybe they could, you know, you could, like, download other games. They could sell you other games.
Or update the existing one. Yeah, see, that's the thing I'm wondering,
What are you going to update?
On my arcade 1-Up machine, it's not really possible to put other games on it.
Right. It's like a modified, it's what, an all-winner chip, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But then again, I'm back to why Wi-Fi? What's the point? Unless you're going to connect up to some service and get high scores and leaderboards and stuff.
That could be it.
But then again,
Ridge Racer now, too.
It seems, I wonder why they don't release something like this that just has, and they do have it, that just multiple has like I don't know, a couple of two joysticks with all the buttons that you would need for pretty much anything, maybe a trackball on it, and then you pay a subscription fee and you can play pretty much any old arcade game you want. You just pulls it down and plays it, or maybe you
that
buy them.
That would be cool, but yeah, that would cost a lot more.
And I don't know if it's
available yet, but they got Dragon's Lair one too.
But like you could go into some pizza places is where I've seen them, and they have those multi-cade games where you know they have like
the 60, bar top ones though.
Yeah, the 60 right. arcade games in there, like Asteroids and Space Invaders and Mappy and all sorts of Mr. Do and Dig Dug, and it's like, why don't they sell those for home use? Or and I know you could get them, but they're not like official. They're just like getting this. What's this game? This handheld device I got, the
right,
the portable media player with, I forget what the name
whatever
is.
Whatever that
it
Chinese
had, like,
you got was.
Yeah, whatever Chinese brand they decided to try and call this, and it had like 500 Nintendo ROMs on it.
See that. And this is kind of goes back towards last week's episode of Living in the Shade, where I said that driving games back in the 80s, the only way you can really play them was in the arcade, because there was no such thing as a steering wheel that you can have at home. There is now, of course, but...
There's what?
I'm surprised, like a steering wheel, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking about like a steering wheel on like the Atari. I mean, you probably can get one, but I knew of nobody that had one. I know they had the driving controller, which was a modified version of the paddle controller that spun all the way around. But
steering wheels for games nowadays, racing games, they're pretty damn expensive.
They are, man.
Yeah, holy crap.
Much more expensive than they were. Well, one of my favorite sticks I ever had was, and this is when I had MechWarrior 2, and the main reason I bought the stick was that game, was Microsoft had the Sidewinder. And the one I had was the not the USB version, but the GamePort version. And the thing I liked about it was because one of the things you could do in MechWarrior 2, because you're controlling a mecha, is you can turn... You can be walking one direction, but you can turn at the waist. Okay? And the Sidewinder 2, I think it was a Sidewinder, either Sidewinder or Sidewinder 2. I can't remember the exact name. But that Sidewinder joystick I had, you can actually twist the joystick, and you can, of course, set that up, that action, to go to the mecha's waist so that you can turn that. And it was a blast playing it with that joystick. So nowadays, I don't even know if they do that. I don't know. But I just hope. Actually, what I need to do is I need to start paying attention to Ollie's ads, and occasionally they'll get them too. But well, they got a Burger Time arcade one up too. Remember that game?
No.
See, I'm keep saying, though, if I get the Pac-Man one, then I'll want to put it downstairs, because then my wife will want to play it, too. And to be frank, I have more room down there. And I'd rather have the 40th anniversary version of that.
Wait, do they have Burger Time, or do they not have Burger Time?
They do.
Because I don't remember seeing it at their website.
Yeah, it's on there. If you go up to Games and Arcade, then you'll see the whole line. I don't know if it's actually available anywhere, because a lot of these are actually not available anymore. So if you click on them, I mean, you might be able to find them in a store, but or on Facebook Marketplace. But...
Listen to Joe working out there,
hey.
Spinning the thing on his dumbbells. So you can take off the heavy weight and put on the 5-pounders.
I'm going up in weight this time.
There you go.
Now, the new Planet Fitness, because I started to go on the one that just opened this year, and all of their weight machines have a rep counter right on the machine now. Not that I need that, because I can count to 15 in my head, but I kind of found that a little bit interesting. I'm still trying to figure out why it's there, but it's there.
Well, when you get to a certain point in lifting, you start not counting, so sometimes it's nice to know afterwards. If you're just going for failure, like muscle failure, then, right. You know, when you're done, you see what your number's at, and then if it goes up, you know you're improving.
Right.
I could see how it would be useful. I feel like going back to Planet Fitness.
Yep. Ours is, the new one's really nice that we have. They're still trying to, like, they don't have their fly machine now, which that was one of my favorites.
If they opened up a Planet Fitness, like, in my town, right. Then I would, but...
I get that. Definitely get that. See, that's why I went to the Grove City one. I mean, it's not like the one I originally joined is that far away from my new house. But it's not as close as it was to my old house, that's for sure.
No, I was saying I had found something on Facebook Marketplace that I was thinking about buying or that I wanted to buy. Yeah. The Dell XPS 13, the i5 7th gen version.
Okay.
But it's got a power fault. Guy's saying it doesn't turn on.
So you're not going to take the gamble?
Oh, it's $100. I don't have $100 extra right now. If it's still available on the 15th, I'll probably go get it.
It's like on the Pit Boss groups, every once in a while, especially since the end of last season, you know, like probably fallish time frames, I keep seeing, like, I saw somebody, they went to a Lowe's, which is where I bought mine, and they got the exact same model I have for $100. I'm like, why can't I ever get that lucky? Because if I saw that in there now, I would scrape up the money and get a second. I really would, just because. But that's all right. I don't need to.
You know, I think we talked about this before. But I was looking over at the 1UP arcade site, or Arcade 1UP, and the Infinity Game Table.
Yeah, the like board gamey kind of one.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn,
too expensive.
$700 to play Connect Four? I don't
well,
think
I
so.
Well, I think you can play Monopoly on it too, but oh, yeah, boy, even that yeah. too. I know, right?
You got there's Candyland Battleship. It's like you could probably buy all these games. And buy like the physical version of all these games, and it would be they would be cheaper.
Yes.
Yep. Now the newer ones, the newer design they have now is the Partycade versions that can set up like I could probably set it up on the island in the kitchen temporarily. Those are pretty neat, but I don't remember that kind of format being that thin. It's very thin. But those are around $200.
The hell is like, a Partycade? Why do you call it a Partycade?
It's a countertop version of it, of one of the games. Well, actually, the Ms. Pac version has more than... It has Ms. Pac-Man, it has... I gotta wait till the stupid picture comes. And I guess you can technically hang it on a wall if you really wanted to. It's got Pac-Man or Miss Pac-Man, Pac-Pal. Dang it, stop moving. I hate websites that do that.
Golden Axe arcade game machine.
That's a classic. Okay, it has Ms. Pac-Man, Pac-Pal, Galaga, Galaxian, Dig Dug. Ooh, Dig Dug. And Dig Dug 2. And it looks like Super... I don't know, I can't read it. The picture's awful. Oh, wait, there's the whole list of games right in front of my stupid face. Okay, it has Galaga, Dig Dug, Galaxian, Dig Dug 2, which I never knew there was a Dig Dug 2, Pac and Pal, Pac-Man Plus, and Super Pac-Man. They're starting to get smart and start to pack more than one game in the cabinet.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the Golden Axe one has like five games on it, and most of these seem to have more than one game.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, because the original, when the first ones came out, they kind of did that with the first ones too, but not, I don't think they had near as many. Like, let me think, one of the first ones was the original Space Invaders. Let me see what that one has on.
So the Atari Legacy one has a dozen games on it. Asteroid Centipede, Missile Command. I think looks like Tempest is on there. There we go. Tempest. Why can't they just list the damn games on their website? Like, why has it got to be so...
They do.
No. Look... I mean... Okay, here we go.
Oh, it's just like a text list of all the games?
Yeah, like, you got to go under the features. Sometimes they have them under the features and specifications, and sometimes they're somewhere else. But it does have Tempest, and has Space Duel, Asteroids Deluxe, Liberator, Gravatar, Crystal Castles, Aka R. I don't remember that game. AKKA.
I don't either.
Next word, ARRH. Major Havoc.
Let's see, the Burger Time.
Burger Time has a couple other games in it.
Yeah, it's got Burger Time, Karate Champ, Bad Dudes, and Caveman Ninja.
Oh, I loved Karate Champ.
Yeah, I remember playing that one.
Space Ace. Space Ace should have Dragon's Lair and Space Ace and what was the other one? Yes. Time Cop all in the same one. Like, why couldn't they do that? How much is the Dragon Slayer one?
I don't know.
Too much.
Okay. One of the very first ones that came out with was the Space Invaders one, and all it has is Space Invaders color and Space Invaders black and white.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
And let's be honest, the original Space Invaders was actually black and white,
yes,
but had a film over it that made it colored.
Do you still play yours, Joe?
Oh, not much lately. I was considering taking it inside and letting the kids play it for a while.
There's one. Okay, the Rampage Machine, if I could find that one, I would love that one because it's got Rampage, which is one of my favorites. Gauntlet, Joust, and Defender. Weird combination.
Yeah.
But I like all of them.
Like Joust, Defender. They were like the same time period. But yeah.
Gauntlet and Rampage were like tail of the 80s.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, that is
like
a weird.
88, 89. In college, we had a gauntlet machine in the commons downstairs, and I played the heck out of that.
Like, I guess. I mean, it doesn't seem like, if you liked Gauntlet, then you're going to love Joust. I don't know.
Well, right? Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. Well, not to mention the fact, Gauntlet, now see, the Rampage Machine has three joysticks, which is what the original had. But if I remember right, I thought Gauntlet had four. Well, you had Warrior, you had Valkyrie, you had
Thief,
Wizard.
Wizard and Thief. Wasn't one of them Thief? Or Elf.
Elf. Yeah, I think it was Elf, I thought, yeah.
You know what? There might have been, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there the 4 one? Didn't they have a 2 joystick one too? Where
they might have.
You could choose your character. Could you choose your character at any joystick? I guess you couldn't.
I think you could. You were just a different color.
Oh.
I think. I don't remember. It's been such a long damn time.
Because the Simpsons one, wasn't there like you the joystick you chose was the character.
Bart,
and
Lisa.
I think Spider-Man or the Avengers was like that, and
the Avengers, X-Men. Which was X-Men. Yeah, that's the one I remember the most. The X-Men one was wild because of how wide it was.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I look at that and I say, that's cool, but for that price, I could get all the components and
build one.
Build myself with
and it's
with,
not like it's not like you have the space for one at your house, too.
Yeah, I could build all the components, build one, and do what I'm talking about. Not legally, obviously, but, you know, or I could just, for a third of that price, slap a Raspberry Pi by my TV.
If you own the games, then that's a very legal gray area.
Well, I will go out and admit, I don't own Burger Time.
That's not a hard thing to fix.
You mean like the actual game itself, or you mean buy a
copy of the game?
Buy a copy of some kind of Burger Time from somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah.
You purchased it legally. It's yours. You're allowed to copy it. You're allowed to use it however.
No, it wasn't Wizard. It was Merlin.
Oh, what?
And I found one on eBay. Just by looking at the arcade cabinet, the colors, the joysticks, you selected your character as well. So whichever joystick, like if you went for the blue joystick, you were Valkyrie.
Right, that's what I thought. You couldn't choose your character. You had to choose the joystick. I'm like, man, you couldn't take any joystick and be any character.
Correct. And actually, what I'm trying to... Oh, it was Thyra the Valkyrie. Questor the Elf. Merlin the Wizard. So I guess we're both right.
Rampage was like that too, wasn't it? Rampage, there was one joystick per character.
Yeah, one was a gorilla, one was the wolf, one was
there was the
Godzilla, maybe? No,
the
not
giant
Godzilla.
Reptile.
Yeah, what was their name?
Reptar. I don't know what his name was. Was there a version with
like
a fourth character?
Building.
Yeah, I guess it was only three.
Well, Gauntlet had four.
Had four. X-Men had four. Nightcrawler, Colossus, Storm, and Wolverine, right?
I think I had Cyclops, too.
Was it five characters?
Wait, no. You had, I thought the black colored one, it was on the bad side. On the mutants.
Huh?
Here, let me Google.
On the arcade game?
Because I forget. Because I love that. That's another game I played a lot of in the commons. There's a picture of the arcade. That came out in 92? I guess that wasn't there until I was in my last year of college.
Wait, where'd you post the picture?
I didn't post anything yet.
Said you did.
And Wikipedia entry doesn't have a picture of the machine. X-Men had six.
Okay, so it was Cyclops, Wolverine, Colossus, Nightcrawler, and Storm, right?
Yes. I think that's right. Let me double check. I'm sitting
six,
in front
that was
and
a lot
right
of, a lot of joystick on that thing. That thing was wide then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of the wider ones. There was, I think it was in a similar cabinet to what they put Tecmo Bowl in. Remember that football game, Tecmo Bowl?
I don't remember it in the arcade. I didn't really play many sports games in the arcade, except for track and field.
God, I beat my fingers up on that game.
Track and field? Which one did you prefer? The button one or the trackball game one?
The button one, man.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but you beat the hell out of your fingers.
I like the trackball one, man. I remember playing the trackball. I'm surprised those cabinets lasted the couple of months that they were there.
God,
holy
man.
Mackerel, that game
because
was
brutal. you got to the point where you were using your fists and you were just going. Oh, but it was fun. See, you would use your fists because then when you had, like, on a long jump, when you had to hit the jump button, you would just go wham and drive it home.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, so here you go. Yeah, I had a. Yeah, it was X-Men game was Cyclops, Colossus, Wolverine, Storm, Nightcrawler, and I can't read the last one. Oh, Rogue. I think it was Rogue.
Rogue. No, it was. Wait, are you reading it on the one arcade one-up page?
I can't tell. No, there is a. I found the one. I put it in the Mumble chat. I can't see it. There's a glare in the picture on the last one, so I can't tell which character it was.
What? How come this your link comes back and says, oh, because it didn't do the whole link. Ugh, didn't make
yeah,
the whole thing
crap.
Clickable.
It's all from right. from a CDN for Pace Magazine. From Konami. Oh, shoot. I love it how they cut off this picture. Instead of, it could be a higher resolution. It's character with yellow brown hair and a red headband.
All right, so let me see here. So you have, starting from the left, it's Cyclops, Colossus. Good. You know, now you got me second guessing what they are.
Right?
So Cyclops.
I know Colossus, Storm, and Cyclops were on it, and Wolverine.
Okay, I can see all of them but the one at the end, and that's Cyclops, right. Colossus, Wolverine, Storm, Nightcrawler, and whoever the hell that is.
Yeah, my favorite character to play on that was Colossus. I love Colossus. Here, let's see the arcade one up if it has a better pitch.
Oh,
okay.
I was
Cyclops, Colossus, Wolverine, Storm, Nightcrawler, or Dazzler.
Oh,
Dazzler.
Wow. I
okay.
Could, I, you know
I
what?
Didn't even
I
remember
completely
the
forgot
last one.
Dazzler was in that. I'm like, who's that redheaded woman?
But it was a classic game in the early 90s. I mean, I've played the heck out of that one in when I was in college. The one up version only has four joysticks too.
Well,
guess you can't make a double wide cabinet to have at home.
I mean, you could. Why not? Huh?
Yeah, it was
people
great.
Will pay
it
for
was
it.
A great beat 'em up. It was a great beat 'em up. Yep, and actually, here's yeah, and see, your allies were Professor X and Kitty Pryde. Enemies in the game were Sentinels, Hellfire Club Knights, and the Reavers. Bosses was Pyro, the Blob, Wendigo, the White Queen, Nimrod, Juggernaut, Living Monolith, Mystique. As it says, Mystique as Magneto and Magneto.
That's a lot of bosses in there.
Yeah, it was a long game.
Nice.
That's why I won't have to watch. Haven't watched Black Widow yet.
That's good. I enjoyed it.
I did start watching Lost in Space, the final season on Netflix.
Is it as good as the other ones so far?
Yeah, but it's hard for me to believe that that season two and season three were 2 years apart. as in, it happened 2 years ago. not in the show timeline, but in our timeline. They didn't have it in 2021. Well, it's kind of like what's happening with the Orville. At least the Orville might be coming soon, and that's, I also heard, unfortunately, that's going to be the last season of the Orville.
Did you watch The Witcher?
I have not.
That's awesome. I love The Witcher.
I need to watch Book of Boba Fett, this week's episode, yet.
Yeah, I only watched half of last week's episode, so I'm still
It was so good.
Yeah, yeah, with Mandalorian, and I saw that.
And
the Darksaber.
I completely disagree.
You didn't like it? Little pre-season Mandalorian episode right in the middle of Book of Boba Fett.
You know what? I'm like, yeah, that's what kind of like really bothered me. I'm like, okay, where are we going with this? Like,
I'll find out in a little while.
I'm like,
I'm going to watch it through the show. Yeah.
I like this. It was, I'm here to, I really liked The Mandalorian, and it was great to see him. I don't think the whole episode should have been about him. I'm here to watch the Book of Boba Fett.
The end of it, like if you, and I know Jazz hasn't watched the end of it kind of makes it more clear why it belongs, but.
Okay.
And by the way, spoilers, here, guys, because I got to bring up the N1. The N1 was awesome.
What, you talk about the ship?
Yeah, Mando's new Din's new ship. Yeah.
All right. Before we even get to that, like, I just have to say, this episode really hit this home for me. Right? Why would anyone in their right mind in the Star Wars universe have a droid?
Yeah.
They make life easier?
No, they're always like, every time a droid is in the scene, they're yucking it up, or they're screwing something up, or they're like the comic relief in the show. And I'm they're like, R5. No, point it here. No, point it. I was like, oh, why would you?
Oh, yeah. When they were fixing the starship, yeah.
But it's like that in everything. Like, every interaction Han Solo has with a droid, it's always like this.
It, you know what though, that's, I think that's only a recent development, like with BB-8.
Yeah, you gotta remember that R2-D2 helped control the X-Wing. You couldn't really do it without an R2 unit.
Oh no, yep. I get that. Now R2-D2 really, you know, R2-D2 wasn't running around like goofy and yucking it up. Like, and also, are they artificial intelligence? Do they have sentience? They kind of like pretend they do, but then they just blow them all away like cannon fodder.
Well, you know, that's like one of the things I read, and this is one of the things I hate about the fandom, is the ones that make wild assumptions about things. Like, there is a wild assumption that R5-D4, who was the same R5-D4 that in A New Hope, okay? All right, that he was force sensitive, and he sensed Luke and blew himself up on purpose so that he would pick R2. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, what? I'm like, that's stupid. It's like, I mean, I get it, but it's like, I mean, I get your desire to make your storyline fit, but it's like, you know, whatever. But now the one thing that his Starfighter has me thinking of is how is he going to go into hyperspace without an astromech?
I don't know. She pulled the socket out.
See, that's the other thing is she pulled the socket out, and you know why she did it. Grogu's going to ride it. I guarantee you, next when the Mandalorian comes this season, Grogu's going to be back, and he's going to be riding in that that bubble there.
Oh, you know what? Also, you know, I don't want to say this because I don't want it. It doesn't really ruin anything. But go ahead, no. Joe.
Well, protocol droids. They do talk about how useful protocol are. With the translations, not necessarily the rest of everything else that protocol droids are supposed to do, but definitely with translating the different species' languages.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You could slap an Alexa on the floor right there and not deal with there half the bullshit that you have to with the rest of the crap that comes with a protocol droid.
That's true. There's a lot of extra that gets put into the droids, right. But, you know.
Again, they got to yuck it up. I don't want that. Translate. Don't give me your opinion. Translate.
Mm-hmm. And then the
also,
dark saber.
With what you were saying, Joel, with what you were saying, right? Like, right. There were so many things in this episode that could have used an 80s, like, montage power ballad behind it or something, you know? Or, like, they spent more fucking time building that spaceship than the A-Team does on an episode. Right, and I'm like, why? Like the whole thing, like takes public transportation. Right, did we really need to see him give up his weapons? That was a waste of time. I'm like, did somebody sabotage his weapons? Was he going to get there, and they're not going to be there? What's going to? No, he just gets off, and then
it was useless. It was a dumb plot point in the stupid robot from the Star Wars ride at Disney.
And you know what? We didn't even need to see. We didn't even need to see him take the public transportation. He could have just ended up there, and who would have given a damn, right?
Well, you
would
have given a damn. You gotta have that cheeky scene where he's out there flying the N1, and the Rodian sees him again.
That was stupid. I don't need that. That is stupid. Like,
and there was a lot of
stupid shit like that. I'm already dealing with stupid shit in the Book of Boba Fett. Don't give me even dumber stupid shit that doesn't even relate to the Book of Boba Fett.
The only thing I hope is when I go to watch the episode tonight is that you don't have any freaking flashbacks again.
But what you were saying there...
Every other episode is like a complete flashback episode. Right, it does get a little annoying trying to keep the storylines straight in your head because they don't exactly transition real well to the flashback versus...
Well, the one thing I've understood so far about the flashbacks is that's whenever he was in the back of the tank.
He's always in the back of the tank.
No, he's coming from the back of the tank.
He comes out of the back of the tank, he walks down the street, then he's got to go back in again.
Not last week's episode with
episode
Mandalorian,
four.
But the episode before that, he's supposed to be completely done with the back to tank. He doesn't have all the scarring anymore. He's supposed to be all healed up, blah, blah, blah.
Until somebody shoots him, and then he's got to go back in again.
Yeah. Now I think we're supposed to know that the flashbacks are when he has all the scars.
Right.
All right, so Joel, what you were saying about the thing that they pulled out of the ship?
Yeah.
You know what I said? I was like, why the hell would you ask that question? You just spent, 3 days building the damn thing with her. I'm like, why did you even need her? You were building the thing yourself. Why did you even need... How would you not know why that wasn't in there?
And there was a ton of fan service in this video, in that episode, too. Like, for example, that thing that you see him pull this big long thing to put in the Starfighter, and if you notice, it was the exact same thing that was in the trash compactor on the Death Star. that was in there. And then,
well, okay, the Book of Boba Fett is basically all fan service.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Mandalorian's got a bunch of new stuff, but Book of Boba Fett, right? Like, yeah, seriously, all fan service.
But then they're going to go to war with the Pikes, so, you know.
Also, I have to say, you had the Mandalorians. Their homeworld was blown up. There's not a lot of them left. But, that's right. Okay, we're going to fight to death over a saber.
Yeah, with Viz.
That is the way.
Yeah.
And then they deserve to die off, you know?
Well, and then we essentially have two factions of Mandalorians, too. You have the ultra-religious faction, This Is the Way. Then you have Bo-Katan and her and the Night Watch people.
That's why there's, what, four or five Bo-Katan people there, and there's only two of the other people left.
And they take their helmets off. They take their helmets off, but Din takes it off to go so he can look at Grogu without his mask on, and he's all of a sudden not a Mandalorian. It's two religious factions. But which you know, ultimately you're going to see him. Bo-Katan's going to be back. You know, I'm betting he's probably going to raid. You know, call Bo-Katan and get her involved in this Pike War too for Boba. But
oh yeah, the other thing, she's like, oh yeah, that's it. Here's the spear. We should not have a weapon like this that can
right.
Pierce, but it's okay it's okay for the Darksaber and they can kill each other over it, right?
Right.
But the spear, not to mention that's a road too far. That's a
right. And the hilt on the dark. See that actually, you know, that one made no sense because the hilt on the Darksaber is made out of the best. Beskar that I've ever seen. Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. And then
the purest Beskar ever.
Then they melt down the spear, and she hands him a little like, where's the rest of it? Yeah. I'm assuming it's like a chainmail vest or something, but I'm like, that was a pretty damn big spear. It looks like you just took the tip off of it. Where's the rest of the Beskar? Right. Would you just keep that as payment?
Well, yeah. As a tax.
A tax.
The Beskar tax.
I didn't see them taking a tax when he came in with the plates of Beskar and she made armor out of them for him. That looked more reasonable of an exchange.
And Din's armor. Well,
he also,
is not,
you know, hadn't caused the death of that large number of Mandalorians before that either.
Right.
But you know, the Darksaber was pretty cool. I did
I'm still
like
trying
that.
The only thing I can, well, I was it heavy when it was in the cartoon stuff that Bo was in? I can't remember. Mostly because I didn't watch the cartoons.
No, that makes two of us. So you're asking the wrong person. Also,
that makes three of us.
The Womp Rat or whatever, that rat thing. Why would you go chase that rat thing by yourself, man? That thing looked like they treated it like it could kill a person.
Like, well, apparently they also shoot them with speeders.
Still, why would you go after that if that thing could take you down? And it almost took her down. And those droids were yucking it up in the corner while it was happening.
Okay, I haven't seen that part yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
right.
Not that you're in for. You know what? I just really wish that episode. That could have been part of the Mandalorian. We didn't,
right?
You know, and you could have had the Mandalorian show up in the Book of Boba Fett to help him out. We didn't need that fucking backstory. I don't that like whatever it was. It
yeah, they basically tried to cover what happened to him after Jedi. Essentially, we already knew what happened before Empire because he's Jango's son. It was essentially a clone of Jango.
Wait, who are you talking about? Mandalorian or Boba Fett?
Boba Fett.
I thought this takes place. Oh yeah, this does take place after Jedi.
Yeah, it's after. Well, it's after.
Yeah, it has
Jedi,
to be after Jedi because he crawled out of the Sarlacc pit.
Yep, that's right. Crawls out of the Sarlacc pit and then goes and plays buddy buddy with the Tusken Raiders. That flashback on that was kind of just odd and weird.
Why is everybody so interested in Tatooine? Like,
yeah, that's the other thing. Other than the fact that Jabba was there, you know, and he was the biggest crime boss there was.
For some reason, like, it seems like a large portion of the spice from Kessel goes to Tatooine that to be redistributed.
Well, it is a spaceport, right? And I guess it's like,
well, you got Mos Eisley and Mos Espa.
Right, so I mean, I guess there's a lot of travel that has to go through there. It's like a right. It's like what, a hub?
It's an outer rim. It's an outer rim hub, though. I mean, it's on the boonies. It's not like it's close to Coruscant.
Like, I got the impression from the first film that you're either out there mining
spice,
water,
a Kessel. Moisture farmer. Yeah,
you're out there mining moisture, or you're a smuggler in town,
right?
But now
it seems like a bounty hunter, kind of a smuggler's mecca type of thing.
But yet now it's like you have families taking public transportation there, and I'm like, why, like.
Well, no, he took the public transportation to that Halo world. Well, and away from it, too, to be honest there.
Wait, what world? I thought he took the public transportation to Tatooine, where Boba Fett is.
Yeah, but how did he get to the ring world?
What ring world?
Found the covert.
Oh, that thing! Oh my god! Yeah. I'm like, that thing? Come on!
The Halo world.
Like, what is this? What is this place? Like, we've never seen anything like this in any Star Wars movie.
Not Star Wars, right?
Right? And I'm like, what is this thing? Like, who?
Yeah, and you could say the same thing about the N1 Starfighter, because when Phantom Menace came out and you saw that, you're like, what the hell is that? It looks so different compared to any other fighter.
I could buy that. Whatever. See, they created a different fighter. Whatever. But this thing looks like, oh my goodness. Like, it just seems, if like, whoever built that obviously had nothing to do with the Empire or the Rebel Alliance. Like, how does that and whoever built that fit in with the rest of this?
It's a big galaxy.
Yes, it is a big galaxy.
I don't know. How big is the Empire? How come the Rebels never have any money, and the Empire just can't seem to snuff them out? Even when they're chasing them down, they can't, like...
Guerrilla tactics, man.
Guerrilla tactics? But this...
Well, it's like how bad the Rebels...
You can't catch them all.
Right. Well, it's like how bad the Rebels beat them in Jedi, and then all of a sudden you have the First Order.
That's the other thing. Like, okay, so...
Modern Star Wars rants.
How do these people... This universe is huge, right? How do they tolerate one group having this weapon that can fly around and blow up planets? Like, why would the rest of the universe tolerate that shit? It makes no sense.
Well, it's like...
Is it supposed to?
I don't know.
Right,
like,
right.
I didn't care.
There's no other superpower. No, there's no other superpower is the whole thing. What other powerful government have you heard of in the Star Wars universe that could take on the Empire?
The Sith?
The people who built that fucking ring world? I mean, come on.
Right.
I haven't seen the ring world yet.
Wait, you said you saw the beginning of the episode.
I did. Was it at the beginning of the episode? Yes, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I have to watch it all again.
That, oh my god, like, And see, that's the problem I have with the Star Wars universe. It's like, I didn't care when it was the first three movies. And, you know, I it made sense. Then they expanded on this universe, and nothing makes sense anymore.
Yep. Well, it's like the end of Rey's trilogy, where she's Rey Palpatine, all right? And then all of a sudden, Lando and all these people from all across the galaxy get there, and it's like, wait a minute, how fast is hyperdrive? And not one of them had the stupid little thingy to help find Exegol.
Well, it's like the whole map where Skywalker was hidden. We have the whole map except this one little piece. You can't match it up with the rest of the universe and figure it out? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's got to be Disney playing their stupid games.
I mean, don't,
it made a lot more sense.
I will watch every Star Wars movie that comes out, and probably every series that comes out on, except the animated ones. I don't know. I can't get into the Clone Wars. I mean, I'm sure they're fine
and
everything.
Too long. That's a problem.
But it's gone on. It's too much time has passed, and I am so sick of anything that happens between what. Phantom Menace and New Hope. I'm so sick of that.
Right. With exception of Rogue One.
Well, you know, Rogue One was great, but...
Right.
You know what? Rogue One was insidious because it was probably one of my favorite Star Wars movies. And
the new
it
ones,
made
right.
me it made me forget how it ended. You know what I mean? Like, the ending happened, I was like... Oh, well, wait a minute. You know?
Right, right. You had to go back and think. Okay, of course that's how it ended. You had to end it that way, yeah.
Yeah, but I really liked it. It was really good.
But you know, and then the other things with that, like, all the heroes die in Rogue One. It's like, all right. And I'm wondering, it was the Bothans for the second one. Okay, so that makes more sense. I had to think about that for a minute. Because the Bothans were the ones that Mon Mothma said when they were on Home One right before the battle of the second Death Star at Endor. And Endor is going to start to become like that too, because I think Endor is going to come into play probably in The Mandalorian, I guess, because it makes me wonder is... He's going to go find Grogu. But where's Grogu and Luke going to be? Are they going to be on Dagobah? Are they going to be on Coruscant? Where are they going to be? You know?
Well, I guess things didn't work out too well for Grogu because he wasn't in anything after The Force Awakens, and they kind of played it like...
Right?
Yeah, nobody left except for...
Truth.
But what do I know?
Right. But actually, there's another show on Netflix I want to start watching, too. That's the bad thing is there's so much sci-fi coming out on these streaming services that I don't have time for all of it. And I've never watched The Expanse yet, either, and I need to.
Ay, ay, ay. Holy crap.
Another life.
It's like 10:14. We got to start wrapping this show up.
Yep.
Too much Star Wars. Oh, hey, you know what? As I'm getting this stuff ready here, I solved my Cypress in Circle CI problems. Or I should say we solved it. Can you guess what my problem was? Why it wasn't working? It is...
Permissions.
No, not permissions. It was I didn't have an environmental variable set. In the WP
that
config,
that was going to be my second guess.
Like it was defining the VIP environment, and that like prevented all sorts of stuff from working. It was like really weird because it didn't make sense to me why. It was hard to track all that stuff down, but it was pretty cool. Oh. Yep.
Well, you stay warm, Joe. I will do the same. I'm not planning on driving anywhere tomorrow, but we will see. Oh, yeah. One other thing happened this week. The light on my son's car came back on after 2 months of it being off and them tearing the whole thing apart. So I got an appointment. The earliest I can get is a week from Friday. And they told me flat out right then and there, the diagnostic time is going to be 7 to 10 days. I'm like, all right. But it's still cheaper going there and getting warranty repairs work done than it is buying another car. Because used car prices are freaking stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember we used to get a pretty decent car for like $8,000-$9,000. Not anymore.
Ay, ay, ay. The chip shortage can't last forever. Well, I guess it can, but...
Well... No Instagram cam whore. I'm not going to let you follow me.
All right. I got to play us out. Hear your promos, yep. Everybody. Have a good week. Oh, snap. Where did it go?
It's muted.
You muted.
I did. I She's did short. Mute it, didn't I?
Yep.
Did I...
I am short.
Did I mute it? I didn't realize that I did mute it.
Huh. You turned something off on it, because normally it's blue, and now it's not.
Yeah, now right. Here we go. Alright. Yeah, I didn't want to have any, like, sound bleeding over. Not 100% confident I fixed it. Here we go.
I am short.
Oh my god.
It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg poo young in the kitchen. I was like, Daddy, I'm having sushi.
There we go.
There you go.
Oh my goodness.
In my Netflix list is Another Life. It's another sci-fi show. After a massive alien artifact lands on Earth, Nico Breckenridge leads an interstellar mission to track down its source and make first contact. And Katie Sackhoff's in it too.
You say that like I should know who Katie Sackhoff is.
She's the one who's Bo-Katan, and she also played Starbuck in Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, okay.
And she was also in that Western one. Why can't I remember that one?
Westworld?
No, it was more like a true Western.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember it myself. Yeah, she was Kara Thrace, otherwise known as Starbuck. Longmire, where I can only make it through one episode before I said, this sucks.
What was it?
Longmire.
Does not sound familiar to me.
Yeah, it was a TV series. I want to say I thought it was on Netflix. I might be wrong, though.
All right, so February 2nd.
Groundhog Day.
Did Did Punxsutawney Tom see his shadow?
Phil did. Buckeye Chuck did not.
Who the heck is Buckeye Chuck?
It's Ohio's groundhog. That's, we have a groundhog, and Punxsutawney has one too. I don't know why we have one, but we did too.
Wait, so did you say they didn't see the shadow?
Punxsutawney's Chuck, or Punxsutawney Phil said 6 more weeks, and Buckeye Chuck did not.
Who do we believe?
I'm going to go with Phil because we do have 6 more weeks of winter. I'll be honest, though. We get through the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to feel a lot better. Then, oh, yeah. I don't know if I shared, but I've got jury duty coming up, too.
Oh, that's great. You'll enjoy that, right?
No. Well, they're doing it different because last time I did it was a court of common pleas, and we had a drug case. This is for municipal court, which I don't even know if I'll have to go in or not. Yeah, you know, I'll get like a message or something on Friday that if I have to go in or not.
Right.
It's, considering it's municipal and it's going to be a lot of traffic, then a lot of people just pay their freaking ticket. They may not even need me.
Well, good luck on that.
Although I may call them up tomorrow and say, hey, one of our cars is down and I can't leave my family without a car if I'm down at jury duty, so can I get out of it? Which is not a lie.
And they'll say, like, well, they could just drop you off and come pick you back up.
Do you have ice cream?
It's upstairs.
Yes, I have ice cream.
Yeah, pigs. All of them pigs, right?
Yes.
Wow. I got some peanut butter flavored ice cream.
You better get it now before the other people get it.
That's know it better than to eat my ice cream.
No, not you. My one daughter. Because the other ones will eat it up.
I will fight.
I'll cut a bitch, right?
It's not this house, man. You gotta get it right away. Because it disappears in the middle of the night.
That it does.
Sausage in the mouth. Whoa.
I had Raising Cane's today, so yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Chicken fingers.
I had Girl Scout cookies.
Which ones?
The Samoas.
My favorite. Mine are long gone. I ordered them in January. They were gone before February. Because I got this magical thing on this little website each Girl Scout gets, and I can go and buy cookies, and I don't even have to see the Girl Scout in person.
You don't have to look at those ugly pigs, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, Gracie is a nice girl. She's a nice girl.
Poor girl. That's terrible. Why is this not?
Now, I don't know about you down there, Joe, but we up here they had a new one called I don't even remember the name, but it was like the cookie bottom was supposed to taste like brownie and had caramel in the middle or something. Don't bother them. Yeah, they're kind of meh.
My wife got these for me. I wouldn't have gotten them for myself.
Samoas and Thin Mints are probably my two favorites.
My wife got the Thin Mints. I'm not a big fan of mint.
I am. I love it. My shampoo has mint in it. Tea tree mint oil.
Oh, too many things.
After dinner, I grabbed an Atkins peanut butter cookie. Lopez. Good luck getting me to the gym.
Ever again? Tomorrow.
No, it's we're getting like almost eight inches of snow tomorrow, probably.
But even if I were going to the gym right now, I don't go to the gym in January.
What's February?
Oh, it's February now.
It's probably Groundhog a little bit better. Day. That means we're going to wake up and we're going to do the same show tomorrow again, right?
Uh-huh. Hold your breath.
I need to go see if I don't buy lottery tickets often, but I did buy a couple the other day. I need to see one of those wins so I don't have to work anymore.
Well, I put in my paperwork to run for school board.
Uh-oh.
Good for you, sir.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I have no idea how to campaign.
I'll tell you how. You do everything politicians you know don't do, and that's you tell the truth.
Oh, tell the truth. That's a new concept.
Right. You wouldn't think so, but...
It is. I don't think it's how you win, though.
Probably right.
I'm going to give it a try anyway.
Oh, damn it. Why is this? This thing's a pain in the ass. Right, Joel? Pain in the ass.
Sure.
Why? There we go. There we go.
No, that's weird. There was an ad on Facebook for Mega Drive / Sega Genesis Classics on Steam. Click the link and then it says, enter your birthday to continue. I'm like, no. But what do they want?
Ah, there we go. Ah, jeez. Sorry about that.
Sorry. $8.21.
Damn it. All right, now I gotta fix this damn thing. Get ready for ugly. Hold on.
Oh, that's really ugly. My ears.
All right, so let me. Look at this. My Wi-Fi! My backup Wi-Fi router. Just fell on the floor. My dog's gonna pee on it.
Uh-oh.
Pick it up off the floor?
Only my therapist would know. Why? Input devices, microphone plugged in. Okay, here we go. So where is it picking this up from?
Yeah, damned if I know.
I know, it's annoying.
Rich, can you just go suck it?
Like, I don't know why all of a sudden this thing is having a problem. Let's do that. Now I'm getting feet. Why? Alright.
Rich, can you just go suck it? Rich, can you just go suck it? Rich, can you just go suck it?
It's a never-ending stream.
It's working, dude.
Rich, can you just go suck it?
Oh,
you just love using that recording, don't you? Rich, can you just go suck it?
All right, let me get this show going.
The show with the quarter pound of meat in his mouth.
Yeah. Woo! What do we got here? There we go. Oh my goodness. All right. No, that's not going to work. All right, here we go. Yeah, there we go. All right. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. You know, I'll save it for the show. I'll save my complaints for the show. 9:41.